This summer, Congress gave Immigration and Customs Enforcement more than $70 billion. Part of that money is to hire 10,000 more ICE officers by the end of the year. Last week, DHS held a career expo to recruit candidates. NPR immigration policy reporter Ximena Bustillo was there.
Over the course of two sunny days, over 1,000 people trickled into the Utah Valley Convention Center in downtown Provo, Utah. They came from all over the country, and many came hoping to apply for one role.
A deportation officer with ICE?
ICE deportation officer. I don't think I'd qualify for a whole lot else.
A deportation officer.
When you think about the role of deportation officer, what do you hope you get to do in that position?
Deport, you know.
That was Johnny from Oregon, Josh from Idaho, and Peter from Arkansas, all who asked that NPR not use their last name because of fear of reprisals from the agency. The Trump administration wants to deport 1 million people annually and has launched a big recruitment campaign to hire more people to meet that goal. And some of their promotions have worked, like bringing on actor Dean Cain, star of the 90s TV show Lois and Clark, as an honorary officer.
I saw that the guy that played Superman on the TV series so many years ago, he's like, I'm going to go be an agent. They lifted the age, and I told my husband, and he's like, oh my gosh.
That's Anna Maria Vargas from Arizona. She's 52, and like many at the expo, came because ICE lifted the age limit.
So a lot of us still have a lot of energy. We have a lot of love for our country. We want to serve. We just don't know how to get our foot in the door.
Many applicants said they supported President Trump and his goal of mass deportations. Others wanted a second chance at a federal government job. Cheryl Pyatt came to the expo from Georgia looking for a job at the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services investigating fraud. She worked for the federal government for about a decade. She was most recently an employee at DHS, and she lost her job during recent cuts. She did receive some severance,
which has been able to bide me over until now, but I do need a job. So I'm definitely looking outside of the government, but when you have that much time invested, I was working towards retirement and all those things.
Others like veteran Alan Richardson said immigration enforcement was a way to continue serving the country.
Well, I want to go back into federal service so I can buy back my military time and retire earlier.
Richardson said he was not conflicted about ICE's role.
If your employer says you got to do something, you got to go do it. But, you know, I think going after the criminals is the goal here. There's no way you're going to deport however many millions of people that are here illegally.
Over 370 people received initial job offers from ICE during the expo. Not everyone is impressed with those numbers. RJ Hallman from the Conservative Heritage Foundation said DHS should focus instead on training and retaining employees who can carry out the administration's goals over the next several years.
Rather than doing ads that ICE is hiring, or again, all these, you know, on-site job fairs, let's start hammering out more facilities to train these potential agents and streamline the vetting, the background checks. Make sure you get the right people. You don't make a mistake.
Don't do it.
Back at the expo, a scattered group of protesters heckled applicants regardless of if they were applying for ICE or not. That did not seem to deter those who wanted a job, but not all came with a specific goal. I spoke to Terry Rhodes, who said he applied after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was fatally shot just a short drive away. He said he wanted to do something.
Whatever I can do.
What do you feel like needs to be done?
We need to go focus back. Honestly, we need to focus on our families and God and loving other people.
Mm-hmm. And what about the Yarrow role of deportation officer? You think helps you do that?
Probably doesn't. I don't know.
Ximena Bustillo, NPR News, Provo, Utah.